Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Arts House on Cork's 96FM and C103.
And you're very welcome back to the programme.
The Ballincolly Winter Music Festival is coming upon us at the end of the month, kicking off on the 24th on Tuesday, actually. And it's great to see it back. It's great to see something. I know, what was it you were talking about? The rain?
Liquid sunshine.
Liquid sunshine. We need something to kind of compliment the liquid sunshine.
All right, okay.
At the end of the month, at this time of the year, because it can get a little bit grey. So the White Horse is the venue in Ballincollig, on the west end of Ballincollig, and you can get there by bus if you want to get out there. Listen to the interview at the end, the details, and suggestions and what you should do come about. So talking to Joe Carey, who's behind the whole thing, and the White Horse Guitar Club and everything like that, we met upstairs in the venue. It was empty, and I absolutely love that space. So this is how our conversation began. Joe, I love being in this, I'm going to call it space, because it's actually empty at the moment. Normally it's full of chairs and instruments and mic stands, or maybe David Simon's grand piano. Or the White Horse Gospel Choir. Literally, the last time I came up the stairs, it was like the Red Sea parting in the middle. The room from the back to the front was full of singers. And to let me into the stage area, they had to part like the Red Sea. And I was just saying to Yvonne, I said, my God, was that a small miracle? She says, well, it is a gospel choir.
Oh, like, you know. Nice. Yeah, lovely. Well, you know what? It's lovely being in the room. It's the quiet before the storm, quite literally. We're sort of polishing the brass and getting sound equipment checked. And really, the anticipation is building for us. It's a really gorgeous time of the year where we jump from the pan of Christmas into the fire of the festival and enjoy the build-up, you know?
When you came up with this idea years ago, I remember when you were talking about this is something that people need at this time of the year, because it's grey, it's cold, it's wet, it's dreary, and we need a winter music festival, and it probably is one of the very first festivals of the year in Ireland.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I suppose back in, it was 2009, myself and Christy Leahy kind of scratched our heads and stroked our chins over a pint maybe and said, yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to have something early in the year to almost, A, have something to look forward to in the darker days, but also to kick it off and kick the year off in the way we kind of hoped to carry it on. And that's how it was born. It was really, really simple. And I think early on we were really lucky to get some very, very positive influences of bands and some amazing crowd turnouts very early. Okay. And I think you can follow very quickly from that and get buoyed by it, you know?
Okay. Because the hard part is, yeah, it's a great idea. But what if, like, A, you don't get any decent musicians to agree, and B, nobody turns up, right?
Nobody turns.
But it's because of who ye are and who you know and the people who've been here already. You know, just looking around here, I'm thinking of the Ghosts, some great names. Mm. See them, they're on the walls downstairs, you know.
Yeah.
But you were able to make a phone call and ask. I mean, looking at a lineup at the moment, and it would actually sit very well in the Cork Folk Festival as all the headline acts, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, even if we think back to those days, and we've been reminiscing a little bit over the last week or so, in the first festival, the room was white. We had to bring in the PA, the lights were rickety, the desk was in the middle of the room, awkwardly, and we were really just going out on a hope and a prayer. And Alton came that first year, and Liam O'Mahony, and Breed Harper, and Dermot Byrne. And what they did afterwards is they marched off onto their year and told everybody, almost brought the good news of that weekend to their fellow artists and to audiences alike.
And this particular space is such, there's something magic about this room. I know the festival doesn't take place entirely here because there are other venues as well, but this room in particular, it does leave an impression on performers when they've left here.
Yeah, and you know what? Again, if we were to think, why does that happen? To me, it's quite simple. There's very little barrier between the audience and the artist.
Yeah.
And that connection is the thing, the visceral thing. So I think we stand out of the way as much as we can and try and let the exchange happen. And it always does. I just haven't seen a bad gig here because I think the generosity of the artist and the generosity of the audience kind of matches.
Yeah.
And it becomes a beautiful thing, you know.
You're practically on the same level as the audience when you think about it.
True, yeah.
So, all right, seeing there's no barriers between us. I'm looking at a programme of some events. Anyone who looks at the poster will obviously see on Thursday, the 26th of January, Dirk and Amelia Powell will be the first two names that catch their eye.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, Dirk has been a very good friend to us over the years. And again, we rely on generosity in terms of these huge artists, these Grammy Award winners, these sort of world acclaimed artists to come to our little corner of Cork, to come to Ballincollig, and not only to come here for a headline gig, but as Dirk will do, stay for a few days and give a workshop and interact and sit in on sessions. So, I mean, that's an enormous positive thing for us to have somebody of world acclaim do that. And I think it's a lovely way to kick off the headline series, to have that anticipation. It's a sold-out event, so it really sets the tone for the few days that follow. So Dirk is coming, and I Draw Slow, who are an amazing band who actually make as much noise in the States. They're born in Dublin, but they're huge in the States, so it's literally a sort of a Dublin headline gig that you dream of, and reflected in the fact that it's sold out so quickly.
Okay. The following night, Friday night, North Craig.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows their music should know that name. It's been around a good while.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been persuading Christy, or trying to persuade him for probably every year since 2009 to get the Craigies, the North Craig lads and lasses to come. They're a beautiful band, just ferocious energy and colour and drive in the music. And Friday night's going to be a really special one because the Cayley All-Stars are going to be there and Conall Creedon, so it's almost a celebration of Cork too, you know, which is a lovely thing to almost to stand back and celebrate our own city and our own surrounding, you know.
Well, Conall has always been a great voice for Cork in the years, a great pen for Cork as well, you know.
Absolutely, and again, colour, character, passion, and you'll see that on Friday night. It'll just be overflowing, and I just can't wait again for that exchange. If we talk about the exchange between the artist and the audience, that's going to be really special on Friday night.
Okay, echoing Conall, I'm going to follow me nose into Saturday night, which is Kevin Burke and the Goodman Trio. Now, that's some pedigree.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, world class, like undoubtedly, I think almost without exception, everybody would regard Kevin as probably the foremost Irish fiddler in the world. To have Kevin come and again to do a workshop with us, kind of arrive in the day before, have the generosity to sit in on a session, you know, again, you can't really put a value on that for us. The Goodman Trio, again, is just this delicate and expert and beautifully arranged and pitched trio. And then we've Dermot O'Maher, who is a man from out the road towards Cúlaib, teaching in Ballincollig, again, young musician of the year in terms of the Gradams and things like that. So just an enormous, again, night collected of talent, and it's going to be one of those pinch-me gigs, I think. You know, it's the standard, I think it's a national standard gig.
Are there tickets still available for those nights?
Very few. It's a very true low ticket warning on all of them. Literally five tickets left for both nights.
It's funny, we're meeting to talk about something and we're not selling anything really, are we?
Well, you know what? I think the lovely thing we're selling is maybe positivity and community and inclusion and music and all of these gorgeous things that, you know, can get lost and pushed by in the world, and we get a chance in January to spend 5 days celebrating them. So, you know, that's it for me, you know.
I suppose around the home straight now when you're looking at the Saturday night, and before we just finish up the main attractions for the Winter Music Festival here in the White Horse in Ballincollig, there are other things happening that people can come to catch that are not ticketed or sold out as such. We'll talk about them in a minute.
Yeah.
But finishing up is Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Tim is a double Grammy Award winner, a huge friend of the festival, again, one of the most prominent names in his genre in the world. Having Tim come is such an endorsement to the festival. We're all huge fans of his as well, so we're all going to finish the weekend on a high. And there's a beautiful special guest, actually, which is Nick Garace and Ulton O'Brien. So Nick is this amazing dancer, dances in the clogging and the Appalachian style, but has a little lean towards Shanos dancing as well. And Ulton almost spars with him or plays with him in terms of the lovely sort of interaction with Ulton on fiddle. So again, a lovely pairing to set up the headline and the closing gig of the festival.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying before the festival kicks off, you've got a kind of a writer's, singer, songwriter's gig on this week as well, Tuesday night?
Yeah, the funny thing is that the festival actually kicks off on the Tuesday night this year. So we have the Tuesday Night Song Club, which is essentially seven original writers, singers and songwriters coming together, sharing the stage together. And what happens is each one takes the center spot for their song, all the others back. And then it keeps switching around in a round robin. So it's a gorgeous supportive night. It's all original Cork music. So it's a lovely way, again, to kick things off. The Wednesday night, we've Niha Skoriakta with Dick Beamish, like an old rambling house.
Great.
Lovely one, you know, and again...
Gas character.
Gas character and a gorgeous tradition that's ours, that's Irish. It's hugely prevalent in Cork and Kerry, the notion of a rambling house where people would come and there'd be stories and song and dancing shared. So again, a lovely tradition that we'd love to hardwire and build into the festival. Loads of free sessions. And again, I suppose one of the more famous things about this festival is the free sessions and the fact that you almost get people using it as a touchstone every year to come, bring their instrument, sit in and play. And that starts really from Wednesday onwards. And we'll have hundreds come through. And it really creates lovely colour and light from almost morning till evening, every day. Really special and all free, which is nice. They're accessible to all, you know.
So what would you say to people from outside the Ballincollig who are not going to walk here? Hop on a bus, the 220 or something?
Jump on the bus, Gus. There's the 220 comes out. It's a 24-hour day bus, which is a nice claim to fame that Ballincollig has. We've got a film screening on the Sunday. So Interference, the movie about Fergus O'Farrell, is going to be screening with Michael McCormack, the director, giving a presentation. There's two events Sunday morning with Fiona Kelleher, I Am a Little Boat, pitched at the 2 to 6-year-olds. So we're trying to get everybody included here. There's workshops for Kevin Burke, for Dirk Powell, for Decky Lucy, William Lucy from Ruby Horse is doing a songwriting workshop. So there's literally something for everyone. It's supposed to be an inclusive festival. It's rooted in community. It's for the community. And again, our friends from all over, audience and artists alike, will all kind of decamp in Ballincollig for 4 or 5 days. And that's the joy of it.
Just to look it up online, or if you can get your hands on an actual flyer, they're all over the place at the moment. Just go to whitehorse.ie.
That's it, yeah. So the full schedules are on whitehorse.ie. You can buy the last few tickets there. All the details of the free events are there. You pick up a flyer around town and the tourist office or in the various spots around town. Get on the bus. And I suppose the lovely thing is we've people coming from far afield. We've people coming from Europe, from the UK, from every corner of Ireland. So it's really lovely to see the familiar faces and the new friends as well. So a great gathering, a lovely one to kick off the year and really set the tone for what I should hope is a great musical 2023.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm going to ask you, it's a request,
all right? Yes.
If we were to play a tune after this interview, what would you like to hear?
Yeah, well, you know what, I suppose the White Horse Guitar Club in particular in this bar have been huge fans of Dirk and Tim over the years.
Right.
To such an extent I think that we're almost stalking them at this stage. But so Dirk has a beautiful song called Waterbound that we interpret, I guess, in our own way. And Tim would have a gorgeous song called Brother Wind. Both of those are available out in the ether, so you can pick them from the skies, but beautiful songs. And again, we're going to be celebrating those songs over the next few days.
I want to watch my job. You're very good at introducing music. Joe, thanks a million.
My pleasure as always, and thanks for always supporting music, both you and Elmarie.
Well, Joe, that was Hobson's Choice. How Do I Choose between Dirk Powell and Tim O'Brien? Both fantastic songs, both highly original and both very well covered by the White Horse Guitar Club. However, I've gone for Dirk Powell, and this was part of the Transatlantic Sessions concert recorded at Glasgow Royal Concert Hall as part of the Celtic Connections Festival 2009. So this is Dirk Powell and the Transatlantic Musicians with Waterbound. Just to give you a feel of what the Winter Music Festival is going to sound like this year.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all conditioned traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.